And one of the other options that a lot of people have been talking about recently is a so-called TC regimen, docetaxel or taxotere plus cyclophosphamide. Can you talk a little bit about that regimen, what we know about it, and what you think about it?
This was recently reported by Steve Jones in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, and is basically comparing four cycles of chemotherapy with either docetaxel cyclophosphamide or doxorubicin cyclophosphamide, Adriamycin. And the concern we've all had over the years is, though doxorubicin is one of the most active drugs we have, is the long-term risk of cardiomyopathy. And indeed, even in elderly patients, high MUS described more recently myelodysplasia in some of these patients. And that's believed to be due to the doxorubicin. Therefore, a substitution of another drug would be potentially beneficial for people who have a relatively good prognosis. The U.S. Oncology Group used approximately 800 patients in their study and compared TC versus AC. And the results of the study actually showed that the TC was better as far as outcome. Toxicities were very manageable, and I think it's an eminently reasonable regimen to use.
Have you yourself used it?
Yes, I have.
Steve, you talk to him and the people in U.S. Oncology, and they say that it's better tolerated than AC.
I think it is. Many physicians are reluctant to change when they're used to a regimen and they know that it has efficacy. And to some degree, AC is like that, and I've done that myself. You're familiar with it, you know toxicities, and you feel very comfortable. I started using TC among patients who had borderline cardiac function, who I felt really needed an effective regimen. And I believe it is indeed well tolerated, and whether it'll supplant AC is another question. That I don't know, but it's a reasonable regimen to use.
You mentioned the issue of cardiac toxicity. I hear more discussion about that, and particularly concerned about long-term cardiac toxicity 20, 30 years down the line as these women get older. Do you have concerns about that?
I think of all the drugs we use, the cytotoxic drugs have major side effects that we really have not dealt with well because the patients as a group have either not been followed long enough or they've had a malignant process where they don't live long enough. And as the evolution of treatment has changed, where now people are living longer, we have to start thinking about these secondary processes. So I think you're absolutely right that we don't have a good handle on what's going to happen to relatively healthy women 20 or 30 years later. And for that reason, our selection of drugs should be to try to minimize toxicity when all possible.
You also mentioned the issue of myelodysplasia, and there's also the issue of leukemia. How much of a threat is that with the anthracyclines?
Well, it seems to be part dose-related and also age-related. Again, if you look at the CLGB experience that High Must reported, the majority of these patients were over age 60. The incidence of both myelodysplasia and AML approached 5% in their follow-up. This was a variety of CLGB trials, but large numbers, thousands of patients. So that I think it's a real concern.
Now, this is seen mainly with the anthracyclines. What about the taxanes?
Hasn't been seen yet. It's not to say that taxanes are necessarily safe. In animal systems, as you know, they do have cardiac effects, which haven't been seen in people, but has not been seen. We know that anthracyclines cause specific DNA abnormalities, which predispose you toward myelodysplasia.